proclamation number 6704 dated the December 2nd, 1956. God's promise of help. Strength of faith. You can take refuge in me whenever you suffer spiritual or earthly adversity, and I will help you, as I have promised. You should never doubt my love or my might, but know that I love you at all times and that I will always use my power as long as it will not harm your soul. And if you come to me, if you sincerely and trustingly appeal to me, your soul will not be at risk, for then I will have achieved what I wanted to achieve with the adversity, that you come to me, that you call upon me and thereby acknowledge me as your God and Father of eternity. Even though your soul could already have completely handed itself over to me, the world nevertheless still influences you in time and again distracts your thoughts from me. And even if I don't lose you, but you occasionally lose yourselves in other, worldly directed thinking, your heartfelt longing for me diminishes, your spiritual endeavor becomes lessened, then you require slight strokes of fate, problems or ailments again, so that you reconsider your attitude and establish your former intimacy with me once more. The world is your enemy. And every now and then I have to use ways to oppose it, so that I will not lose you, who are as yet not firmly united with me, entirely to the world. But I also have to bond you, who are already my own but still need to increase your strength of faith, ever more firmly to me. And therefore you, too, will be affected by adversities and suffering, which are only intended to strengthen your bond with me and thus will also make your faith stronger, which you will need in the forthcoming time. You should come to me in every adversity. I am always ready to help. And I will not refuse you any request as long as you truly trust me that Roman 1, as your father, certainly know what is right for you and will always give you what it is beneficial for you. You don't know my thoughts, you don't know my plans, but you shall totally trust me that I have my reasons for everything that is happening, and that everything is based on love, even if it seems incomprehensible to you. And as soon as you hand yourselves over to me in full trust of my love and my might, thus completely fitting in with my will, bending down and humbly carrying your burden if I have put it upon you, then your trust in me will truly be worth your while, and you will often miraculously experience how my love and might will affect you. What no human being is able to achieve is always possible for me as your God and Father. Hence there is nothing that would be impossible for me to accomplish, there is nothing which should make you become hopeless. You just have to grant me your full trust and total compliance, and then you are motivating my love and my might to become effective in you. And you always ought to remember that every day is a grace for you, since you can raise your soul's maturity if you work daily at improving your soul and also enlighten your fellow human beings who are affected by suffering. Suffering is intended to achieve what the person's own will has not yet accomplished. Suffering is intended to lead to God, to me, for I can banish all suffering with my might. The human being should not complain if he is affected by adversity and suffering, but take refuge in me, who truly can and wants to help if the human being believes in me. You should confide all earthly and spiritual adversity to me, and truly, I will noticeably help those who turn to me with complete trust and heartfelt prayer. Amen.